This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Twin spring training just around the corner as pitchers and catchers report to Fort Myers a week from Thursday. Ace pitcher Pablo Lopez says he's eager to be part of a starting rotation that shows some promise.
There's so much potential that it makes me a little sad to think that one or two of those guys could start in AAA. And that's just the nature of the game, you know, like there's not a whole lot someone can do about that. But that's how good this rotation can and will be, you know. Electric arms, electric stuff, like shutdown mentality. So to be able to continue to be a part of this rotation moving forward with those kind of, like, with that kind of talent, with those kind of arms, makes me super excited.
Lopez says there's a veteran presence in the clubhouse with himself, Byron Buxton, Joe Ryan, and then a bunch of young guys that they can lead. The Wild notched a 4-3 overtime win over Montreal last night in St. Paul. They got a power play tally from star player Kirill Kaprizov in the extra session. Head coach John Hines says Kaprizov is on a roll.
I just like the way that he's continued to play. I think there was spots earlier in the year where it wasn't going in for him and things like that. And then I think as he was starting to get rolling a little bit, there was a couple games prior to that where he could have had several multi-point games and the puck didn't go in for him. And now he continued to play the right way, continued to compete. I like the fact that he's shooting the puck now. He's driving on offense. He's scoring in different ways. And I think that's when you have that type of talent and the competitor that he is, that's what you want to be to be a deadly threat.
Kaprizov also scored in regulation, as did Joel Eriksson Ek and Brock Faber. Philip Gustafson was the winning goaltender last night. Minnesota visits Nashville tomorrow night. That's the final game before the Olympic break. While the Wild head coach was a happy man last night, the Wolves coach was not. Memphis beat Minnesota 137-128, and Chris Finch says his team just wasn't good enough on defense. Minnesota saw a four-game winning streak come to a halt. The Grizzlies stopped a six-game skid. Minnesota's at Toronto tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.